This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. 9 years have passed since voters approved the Fast Tracks initiative to create 122 miles of new light rail and commuter rail in the Denver metro area. But voters in the Northwest Corridor, which includes Boulder and Broomfield counties, have yet to see a single mile of rail. A new study presents revised cost estimates as well as options to complete the project. Here to talk about the study is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
The Northwest Rail Line would extend Fast Tracks from Westminster through Louisville and Boulder to Longmont. A number of Fast Tracks rail projects have already been completed or are underway in the Denver area, including a line being built from downtown Denver to DIA. But 9 years for this. What's been the holdup for the Northwest?
Well, a lot of supporters of Fast Tracks in Boulder and Broomfield counties have been asking that very question, Erin. The Boulder area has some of the highest ridership of the regional transportation district and overwhelmingly supported the Fast Tracks ballot measure. But it was about 2 years ago that word came from RTD that funds were running out, tax revenues were lower than anticipated, and that the Northwest Line would not be completed for at least 30 years. Some of the reasons cited were lower ridership estimates and rising costs, including higher charges from Burlington Northern Santa Fe to use rail lines.
Well, RTD and area communities last year commissioned a study of alternatives to shorten up that 30-year time frame. What are some of the options outlined so far?
The study is known formally as the Northwest Area Mobility Study, and it essentially boils down to three possibilities. One would phase extension of Fast Tracks from its current terminus at 71st Avenue and Lowell Boulevard in Westminster. That line is scheduled to be completed in 2016. Phasing would take it first to Broomfield, then to Louisville, and ultimately to Boulder and Longmont. Another possibility would be an expanded system of bus rapid transit throughout the Northwest area. And a third option would extend the North Rail Line up Interstate 25 with a spur along Colorado Highway 119 to Longmont.
Okay. We know that many of the Fast Tracks projects have come in over budget. What are the estimates for what you've just mentioned?
A lot. The the original estimate for the Northwest Rail Line came in at $894 million. Today, if we add up the costs of the phasing of the Northwest Line, we're talking about $1.4 billion. That includes $681 million for the Westminster to Broomfield line and $200 million to almost $300 million for each of the final three segments. For comparison purposes, the Gold Line to Wheat Ridge, the line to DIA, and the Short Line to Westminster combined will cost $2.2 billion. A bus rapid transit system would cost about $300 million, while extending the North Metro line up I-25 to Longmont would cost up to $834 million.
So whatever they choose, how does RTD propose to pay for this project?
It's still very tricky. One of the options is a new statewide transportation ballot measure that would be on the 2014 ballot. The measure would call for a 0.7-cent tax that would generate $100 million to $120 million annually for RTD. RTD last year opted not to put a Fast Track specific measure on the ballot, but the thought is that a broader tax, which would fund other transportation projects as well, might stand a better chance.
We will see. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.